Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It has been about 34 days since resident doctors have been on strike in Nigeria here, making it quite hard to access medical or health care services at our public health facilities across the country. The doctors are demanding for quite a number of things. Government is on a, I don't know what to call it, but the government has been quoted to have said over the weekend that they have conditions. If they are going to, pay the resident doctors their August salary, then they must return to work. The doctors are saying you cannot blackmail us. Well, we would, as I said in the morning, we would keep an eye. We'll continue to keep an eye on the strike actions by resident doctors in Nigeria, because it's vital, it's very integral to the well-being of the country. And that is why we have decided to again take a look at the recent development concerning the ongoing strike action by the resident doctors. I have joining me this morning the immediate past first vice president of resident doctors in Nigeria. He is the current chairman, communication and communique of the resident doctors. Julian Ojebo, doctor, is joining us via the telephone all the way from Abuja this morning. Dr. Ojebo, good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning, Sheriff. Thank you. Good morning, Nigerians. Thank you for having me.
Please give us an update on the recent development. What do we need to know as to what has happened to the strike action embarked upon by your organization?
Yeah, thank you very much. Like you already know, I'm already said, today is the 6th of September, and we called on this strike on the 2nd of August. Nothing has been done. Nothing has been done. Government has been going back and forth. Promises, pleas, but the crux of the matter has still not been struck. Like I always try to tell people so that they know where we're coming from. Our demands are just 12, but they can be categorized into two. Mm. And some has to do with policy, and the other has to do with payment. Okay, for the policy, some time ago, the NCE sat and they removed house officers from the scheme of service.
Okay.
And we felt like that was a wrong move. That was a wrong policy, as it were. And we approached the office of the head of service and told her via different letters that we wanted a sit down. We had to try and explain some of the reasons why what they think is the wrong policy is what they're actually carrying out. And for over 3 months, we never got to get a sit out with her. Mm. Also, we also met with the chairman or the registrar of the National Medical Dental Council of Nigeria,
right,
and Dr. Sandisi, just to also make him understand that we found out that there are a lot of flaws in his central placement for house officers, and also with their payments, as it were. And none of these, he never really listened to any of these. So this was now one of the reasons that actually made house officers not paid between January and March, before the first strike action was done in April.
Okay.
Now, another part of the policy was that the federal government released a circular that there's a payment platform that the federal government uses, which is called the GIFMIS platform. They stopped funding of that GIFMIS platform. And we had, on that GIFMIS platform, we had over 3,135 resident doctors all across the country on that GIFMIS platform.
Mm.
And then we said that we have, in the federal institutions, we have about 9,750 of our members on the federal government payroll. And we said if over 3,750 of them are having issues, then we think that you need to attend to this, because this is almost like a third of our strength in the federal institutions that are not being paid. And nobody listened to us.
Hmm.
We went there the first month, the second month, the third month, the fourth month in April. That was when they now said, okay, yes, let's pay them something.
Hmm.
And we told them in April that this is just a stopgap measure, that we are still going to come back to the same issue again in less than 2 months. We think that whatever it is, the bureaucracies are, the bureaucracies need to be made lighter. We found out that for a CMB to get waiver for employment,
yeah,
it takes between 1 month and 18 months.
Whoa.
To replace just one resident doctor that leaves any facility.
Hmm.
And here we are complaining about brain drain. Here we are complaining about brain exhaustion from doctors, because one doctor is doing the job of about 10, 15 other doctors.
Right.
To replace one doctor, it takes a minimum of 1 month to 18 months. Who does that in a country that is serious? And then we approached them again. And we said they need to be prerequisites that should be made lighter for the health system, for the education system, and for the security system.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a dire strait situation. You cannot use what you're going to use for Ministry of Agriculture for Ministry of Health. There has to be some lacks in the system with your normal due checks. However, some lacks such that TCMDs can actually employ as when due.
Right.
Now, this is just talking about the policy aspect. Now, because of these policy issues, okay, we now had a payment issue. This policy issue led to the payment issues, where some of our members in the cadre of House officers, about 114 of them, have not been paid from January till today, as we speak. 2,335 of our members on the GSMIS platform have not been paid from January till today. I don't know whether you're following me.
I'm with you, Dr. Juice. I'm with you.
So now, these are the issues we've been talking about.
Right.
Now, last year, remember, we went on strike. You interviewed me, and I said that there's an act called the Medical Residency Training Act that directs how residency should be done. Okay, this act was signed in 2017. Our members expected to get paid in 2017, they weren't paid. Members expected to get paid in 2018, they weren't paid. Our members expected to get paid in 2019, they weren't paid. In 2020, we now said, come on. You can't tell us to go and face a pandemic. You can't tell us to go and fight.
Yeah.
And even our normal welfare packages that you're supposed to give us to ameliorate our suffering, you're not giving it to us. And then we went on that strike. And then government released monies, albeit epileptic. In that payment, 1,083 of our members have still not been paid for the 2020 they paid. Now, this is 2021. It was while we were in the first strike, we found out that the Federal Ministry of Health did not even appropriate for the medical residency training. Good gracious, the Federal House of Representatives now said, okay, we have a burning issue. There's security challenges. We want to do some form of supplementary budgeting. They now said, okay, doctors, you guys have your problem. We're going to ensure that we are prepared for you guys in the supplementary budget via service wide, so that you guys can have your money just as they did the other year. Okay?
Yeah.
So when I say policy, you can see that there's a planning breakdown from the Ministry of Health. Okay? Now we've offered to them, we want to help you. We want to provide help. Let's help in your policy and in your planning. And nobody has ever called us.
How did you intend to help them? What do you have in mind?
Yes. How do we intend to help them? We want to give them a roadmap of how residency training is done, how they can actually solve all of these issues. We have them documented.
Okay. Okay.
We presented it to them before, and they rejected it. This is free, unsolicited service that the Nigerian Association resident doctors decided to give.
Let me take you up on something that Dr. Chris Ngige raised over the weekend when he was asked about the strike, ongoing strike. He said that the federal government has met all your 12 demands. How true is that?
You know, Quadri.
Yes.
When I was growing up in Lagos, in Apapa, to be specific, there was one day I wanted to try myself as if I was a big boy at the time. I went into the swimming pool. I dived straight into the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And then I now discovered that where I was swimming was not where I was supposed to swim. I was drowning. But the intervention of my immediate older brother, he came and he pulled me out of the pool. When someone is drowning, you actually need to help the person. I think he's just looking for help because he's been hearing about the shakeup in the federal executive cabinet. I think he's just looking for due attention.
You think he is lying?
Yeah, I think he is. Is it not funny that you say government is doing all it can to solve their problem?
Yeah.
And you're saying in the same breath that government has done all it needs to do. Now, we had 12 demands. We said withdraw the House Officers Circular because it is heinous and we don't want it. Mm. It wasn't done. We said we have 114 House Officers that have not been paid. It has not been done.
Mm.
We said 19 of our members died during the crossfire of COVID. Now we've had two more deaths, making it 21 of our members that have died in the pandemic.
Yeah.
We said pay them their death and benefit service. They've not been paid.
Hmm.
21 of them that died during the COVID pandemic.
Hmm.
Not that they died by staying in their houses. They died because they contracted COVID while trying to offer help to the Nigerian populace. Now they died. That's three. Four, we said you're owing us 2014, 2015, 2016. The federal government was paying 62% of our salary. They say that we have a backlog of about 38%. We want those 38% paid. In 2017, we signed a memorandum of terms of settlement that made us called off our industrial action. From 2017 till now, they've not still been paid those salaries.
Hmm.
Our members, 2,335 of our members on the GFMIS platform have not been paid their salaries. We said, migrate because of your policy that you have made, which is hampering on the GFMIS platform. We said, migrate our members, capture them on the IPPIS platform, so that you don't have this recurring problem.
Hmm.
They have not done that. We said the medical residency training fund. We said you said you have done it. We said you have not done it. Pay them their money. Part of the memorandum of terms of settlement in 2017 was that they were going to implement the Yale report of 2014-15. That has not been done. So which particular one has he said they've done?
Maybe
we are saying they've not done.
Maybe he was referring to memorandum of action. How about that? Have they done anything?
They've not done anything on the memorandum. I'm quoting the memorandum of action for you.
Oh, okay.
That is the memorandum of action. You get the point. So I don't understand what he means by they've not done anything.
Is there some kind of misunderstanding here? Because the minister, let me quote him so that we'll be on the same page. Maybe I'm the one that's not saying what he said. He said, and I quote, as you well know, the resident doctors are still on strike. Their strike has not entered the 33rd day today. Meanwhile, government is doing everything possible to make sure they get back to work. Out of their 12-point issues raised in their demands, we have done all. We have come to agreement on all, including those that even affect the Medical and Dental Consultants Association of Nigeria and medical doctors who are in academics and teaching universities. So we have handled all. The only point of disagreement now is that they said that the agreement and the memorandum of action government should include that Section 43 of the Trade Dispute Act will not apply to them. That section, according to the minister says, that section says that when a worker withdraws his services from his employer, the employer is at liberty to withhold payment of emolument to him, and the ILO principles at work and strike, work and strike, said that you can use the money to pay other people you have engaged. in that particular period of time. So you have the right, you have a right to strike, but your employer has also the right to withdraw your emolument. More importantly, in other climes, before unions go on strike, by that principle, they discuss with their workers and bring out what they call strike funds. It's from that strike funds that the union will use to pay the workers who have gone on strike. Let me stop there. You said quite a number of things. So
yeah.
I don't know if I just mentioned to you what he said, but what I can deduce from here is that let me use the word that he said. He said, we have done all. What does that mean to you?
Like I said again, I think the minister, we have gone past this conciliatory process. This conciliation has all failed. All. In the past 4 years, the minister has conciliated at least 7 different sectors, and nothing has been done to all of the sectors, nothing. So I think he's a bad conciliator, and a bad conciliator has no reason to conciliate the people. Reason why we've moved up the ladder. They're now in discussion with the vice president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
You mentioned something earlier that he's trying to save his job. Do you think he should be sacked?
Yeah, I think he should be sacked. He's saying that class, he has no reason being in the office. He has no reason being in the office. What is he doing there?
Dr. Juice.
I had a memorandum of action.
Let's go to break, Dr. Juice. Dr. Juice, let's go to break. When we return, we'll come back and speak some more. If you're joining us, you're welcome. We'll take a quick break. I'll be right back. We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube as we speak right now. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's know what you think about our conversation this morning. I have on the line from Abuja, Julian Ojebo, Dr. Chairman, Communication and Communique, National Association of Resident Doctors. He's also the immediate past first vice president of Nationalization of Resident Doctors. He joins us via the telephone this morning. Dr. Jebo, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. We're going to move on very quickly now to the issue of some of your members. I want an update on some of your members who are reportedly working and what the position of the larger house is on that. But before then, let me go to the telephone and hear. Let's feel the pulse of Nigerians, the pulse of the people who are affected by this strike and how they've been able to cope for the past 4 weeks and more. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. When you're calling, please turn off your radio and go straight to the point. That will be most appreciated, all right? It's very, very important. You can also drop your thought on our social media. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live there. YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live there as well. Would appreciate you for that. Now, quickly, let me come to the telephone and speak with Ben. Please release the call, please. Ben, morning to you. Yes, please.
Good morning, Sharif.
Morning to you.
Yeah, I don't know which sensible government will allow Dr. Strike to go for more than a month. Hey, seriously, it's very, very clear that DI boy doesn't know what he's doing. I don't think that DI boy knows what he's doing.
That who?
This is just removing. That's DI boy. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. I have no idea what you're talking about, but it's okay. Thank you for sharing your thought. Dr. Juice, let me come to you so that we can discuss a few more things before we go. Time flies on this program. Let's talk about some of your members that have been reported to still be working because the Rivers State government the other day gave the state doctors, resident doctors in the state, some kind of warning that they need to return to work. And we hear that they are back to work. What's the position of your organization on that? What's the union doing?
The issue of River State doctors in the River State teaching hospital, special teaching hospital, members there, they disobeyed the decision of the National Executive Council. And international existence, so before the commencement of the strike, they were laid down punishment for any center that disobeys, or any member chapter that disobeys the decision, as it were, before the commencement of the strike.
Okay.
And I'm sure that that riot act has been read out to them in totality. And the necessary punishment as prescribed shall be heavy on the River State Investigative Council. And they are aware. They are fully aware. I'm a Rivers trained medical doctor. I schooled in Port Harcourt.
Okay.
I've discussed with my colleagues in River State, and okay, they are aware of the punishments that awaits them for flagrant disobedience of the decision of the National Executive Council. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. All right. I mean, it's clear enough what the position of the council is on that. I just thought that we needed to touch on that. Let's get back to the telephone, and I'll come to you in a moment. Hello. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
We can hear you. You can't hear us. Oh, I think you can't hear us. Nigeria, if a good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning, Sharif.
Good morning to you.
This is Pastor Ladikos.
Welcome.
Sharif, I think your radio station has been doing so much for us to also know some of these things. Sir, why not try to invite the labor minister either by phone and bring the resident doctor so that they can balance this information? Now, he's in another forum saying they have met all their 12 demands. Here in your own forum, the doctors are saying that they've not met any of those things. It is wise we balance this thing once and for all so that we'll know who is that demon behind killing people.
What do you think we're now doing now by giving you the other side?
But if they can both come
together... It doesn't matter. You should disabuse your mind from the fact that until they both are in the same place.
It could be a conflicting information.
No, it's not conflicting. No, we are getting it right. Thank you for sharing your thought. What is happening is that we are giving you the other side. If government said that they have issued a warning... you that they're issuing the warning to, we bring you those people that you will give you the platform to respond to that one. If government is saying A, then we'll give the other side the chance to say their own A too, or it's B that they will say. We don't have to. It's not applicable in all cases. You've heard him already. So if I bring him in this studio now and bring Dr. Juice here in this studio now, what do you think will change? He has said what he has said. Stop trying to be, you know, Pope, Catholic, you know, that kind of thing. Well, it's okay. Thank you for your thought, though, but it's actually highly unnecessary what you have said. Dr. Jews, let me come to you on no work, no pay policy. I understand your members have not been paid for August.
Yes, you haven't been paid for August.
And the government is saying that they are not going to get paid because it didn't work.
Our members don't care. Simply put, our members don't care. You have not paid somebody for 7 months, and then you have the guts to come and tell the person that you are not going to pay the person for this. What about work done and wearing paid? What about that? You know, like I said earlier, I think in Senna clan in the UK, just on account of some sexual discretionary issues that happened, the Secretary of Health resigned.
That's right.
In Nigeria, nobody resigned. I keep asking this question. Where is the Minister for Health? Nobody knows where he is. Nobody knows. Nobody has seen him. I can tell you authoritatively, I have been in every negotiation between the NARD and the federal government. Every.
Okay.
Every negotiation from 2020 to today, I can tell you that the man we've had at least, if we've had at least 10 negotiations,
yeah,
this man has attended only 2 negotiations.
You mean, and he is the
Supervisory Minister for Health.
You mean Dr. Sage Haniri?
Dr. Sagi Ehene.
Why do you think he's been absent? Why do you think he... Do you think...
Because the man has no clue of what is going on in the ministry.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
He has no clue. It is only cluelessness that we exhibit in Nigeria in political appointments, in offices where we appoint persons, because we don't even know what's going on. That is why you can come out and say that you have done all of the 12 demands. I was privy to a meeting where we had a closed-door meeting, and the minister told us that on moral grounds, we should call off our strike. And I told him to his face that there's no morality to call off this strike on a moral ground. You have not paid somebody. School has just resumed today. I can tell you, most of our members are going to go begging financial institutions for money so that they can pay their tuition for their kids. Not just that. In what world does that exist? They're working. They are bottlenecks that they are putting by themselves. They are telling you, take off these bottlenecks. This is how you can address this. This is how you can address this. And nothing is done. And then somebody sits down and says, I am the minister for health. No, you're not the minister for health. You're not doing anything. Somebody sits down at conciliation that has failed, conciliation that has broken down, and he comes out with gibberish because he thinks he's fluid in words. No, we're not going to listen. We've got all of those. Maybe the Anambra people can listen to all those of his gibberish. The Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors, they are not even bothered with all of those gibberish. He's my senior colleague, but I can tell you authoritatively, he has not practiced medicine in the last 30 years. I have been practicing medicine in the last 11, 12 years. So I know what I'm saying authoritatively. I know what residency training is. I went through the process. I wrote my primary. I wrote my part one. I'm eligible for my part two exams. I'm eligible for my part two exams. So I know the process. I've been a union leader all my life, from the SUG to today. So I know what it takes. I've been at the SUG. I've been at NANS. I've been in the local chapter ARD. I've been in the national chapter. So I know what unionism is. You do not mix politics with policy. You don't do that. When you mix policy and politics together, we come back to the same quagmire. We have the same problems that we've been having. All the Honorable Minister of Labour is just playing to the gallery. His job is on the line and he knows that. The President is going to fire him very soon. He knows that. So he comes out and just throws around things for the newsman to carry to make his name on the papers. We are not bothered about that. We should go back to Anambra and play politics. We cannot play politics with the lives of Nigerians. Over 130 million of Nigerians depend on our public health system. You should be ashamed as a doctor. You should be ashamed. As a sitting minister of labor, your country is in ruins. The health system is in ruins. If we have a mass casualty, I can tell you, Sheriff, if you have a mass casualty in Lagos University Teaching Hospital, as of today, a mass casualty of greater than 200 people, that hospital will collapse because they do not have the wherewithal to handle that. What are we talking about our ambulance services? In ruins. What are we talking about the primary health care system? In ruins. I grew up in Apapa. I went to the Apapa Primary Health Center as a child. That was where I got my health from. 1985, 1996, 1997, where are we today? In ruins. People leave the things they are supposed to discuss, and they discuss politics. You do not discuss politics over policy. It is wrong. That is where we are getting it all wrong. And the Minister of Health knows it. Well, he will say he didn't train in the country, so he doesn't really understand what's obtainable in the country. He doesn't really know. Imagine the Minister of Labour comes out and says that we are doctors that are coming from Russia. It shows that these people are actually very clueless. They don't even know what's going on. They don't know. Nigerians are going to Sudan to train. What on Sudan? That's where Nigerians are going to do medicine. Do you know how that shambolic that is? How disgracing and disgusting that sounds? Nigerians are going to Sudan. What on Sudan to work? My classmate is in Somalia.
working in Somalia. I have a passport in Senegal, working in Senegal. I have a passport in Namibia, working in Namibia. Then remuneration packages cannot be compared to what they have here. But for local countries, some of us have decided we're going to stay back because we have one thing to offer to the people. Our problem has been failure of leadership. That's the problem of Africa. Failure of leadership. Even the best part of the world with all the good things in medicine to offer, they shrunk during the pandemic. Nigeria is not thinking above the pandemic. Nigeria is not thinking above the pandemic. I challenged the minister to call a national council on health. He refused to call that meeting. I said it on national TV. I challenged him to call an emergency meeting for the National Council on Health. He knows that if he goes there, he's going to be rubbish by the other commissioners of the other 36 states plus the federal capital territory. He knows that. He knows it's going to be disgrace. The minister has no clue of what is going on. During the pandemic, NCDC was stifled of funds. Meanwhile, there was over 230 billion sitting in the Ministry of Health. We know all these things, but because some of these things are privy information, you cannot say them on national television or radio. Okay? The minister is inept. The minister for health does not know what he's doing. Imagine the minister calling me to tell me what do we do about the problem we have. It means he doesn't know what is wrong.
He called you.
He has no clue of what's going on.
He called you to ask you that.
Yes, he called us. He called us to ask us, how do we solve this problem? And that was when we gave him the solution to the problem. And he says we should call off first our strike on moral ground. And I told him, with all due respect, sir, you have no understanding of what is going on. You sit down in this office, you have been paid all your emoluments for the month of August. You've been paid your salaries for July. You've been paid the salaries for June. We have over 2,000 of our members that have been paid between 1 and 7 months. And then you sit down comfortably and tell me, what is the morality for calling off a strike? There is no morality. Morality has been thrown to the wind when you take my salaries away from me for 7 months. And I hit the street begging for money. Begging for money. When I have worked, I have delivered service. Top-class services. Oh, why do you think Saudi Arabia come for your doctors? Because they are the best brains in the world. Why do you think the Americans come for your brains? Because they are the best brains in the world. You don't give them what is due them. The countries that provide for them what is due them, they go to this country. In the past 3 weeks, I've had over 5 interviews by different hospitals, both the NHS and the NES. Both the NHS and the NES. In the United Kingdom, over 4. When you lose your best brains, when you need them, you're going to pay dearly for them. And the Minister of Health Labour should be ashamed of himself, coming on national TV and saying that our brains from all other parts of the world are coming back to the country. His son is a doctor.
Dr. Juice, we can't hear you. Let's take some calls while we try and get you back. Let's take some calls if you can hear me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
Oh, Kenny is my name.
Welcome, Kenny.
When the government decides to wake up, please, let's go.
Hello?
Dr. Juice, please hold on. Let's take some calls, huh? Go on, Kenny.
Yeah, Sherry.
Hold on, Kenny. It's like Dr. Juice can't hear me. Dr. Juice, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, please hold your thought. Let's speak with Kenny. Kenny is on the line. Kenny, hi. Go on.
Hi, Sherif. Honestly, it's saddening. Sometimes when you listen to these doctors and even the Nigerians generally, this situation is terrible. I just wanted to share the experience of a doctor friend.
Okay.
She works with last week in Ikeja.
Okay.
I mean, they are poorly paid that she cannot even afford a decent accommodation around.
Oh, wow.
She lives in Ijede.
My word.
You know Ijede is Ikorodu?
It's quite far, yeah.
Someone coming from Ijede to Ikeja every day.
Okay.
And, you know, I was telling a mutual friend, I was like, sometimes you would think that, oh, these guys are earning big money. But no, sorry, let me just please share that experience.
Yeah.
My three-year-old was in the hospital few weeks ago. It was a private hospital, actually. Then a pediatrician saw him and recommended a particular prescription. Then another doctor came and changed that. Then his situation got worse. We eventually, I had to insist on seeing the MD of the hospital.
Okay.
When he came, you know, we were so angry, explained everything. Then he now apologized. I heard that he eventually had to call all the doctors and talk to them. Eventually, when they were going to, you know, discharge him from the hospital, it was this same doctor that was now discharging him. Now, what he said was what touched me. I was actually very unhappy because of what happened to my son. Okay. At least you don't change a...
What did he tell you?
He said, bros, he said, we are stressed. He said he's stressed. And you know what? He himself felt so bad, he couldn't even look at me. He was speaking to me with his eyes closed. These guys are stressed. Some people think that, oh, maybe it's because they just love money, they want to work in different hospitals. When this hospital is paying them 50,000 naira, this other person is paying them, they have to just work everywhere to make ends meet. Apart from the fact that we have them in very short supply, doctors and medical professionals generally.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
The few ones we have, they are being overworked. They are stressed.
Kenny, thank
you. And they are putting the lives of Nigerians at risk.
Thank you.
This government is very unserious. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you for talking to me. Appreciate it. I'm just getting on the call. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
This is Madam Ife.
Welcome.
How is the family? First and foremost, I've taken my vaccine on Friday.
Hey, thank God.
You know, I'm one of the advocates of give us this vaccine. We didn't see it at the center, health centers, this and that. So if I've taken it, I should come back to say thank you.
That's right.
I've done it.
That's right.
So I encourage other people to do it. There's no big deal about it. This doctor issue, what is paining me is that this labor minister, he has never resolved any labor dispute. Never. Call it NSO, call it NADO, call it NEJO, SO, all of them. He cannot even resolve anything. And I don't know why the president is still keeping him there. Why don't you, nice people, go and report this minister to ILO, International Labour Organization?
Okay.
He's not doing his work. When he became the governor of Anambra State, I remember when he made a statement, I said, he used to go and buy newspaper on credit from a lady that sells newspaper. And as such, when he became governor, he took that lady and put her in the office. It is because he didn't have money to be buying it. So when we are now in the position of helping your people, why are we not restructuring their salary scale? It takes delight in punishing them. Good morning.
Let me feel, thank you for calling me. Let's take one last call before we come to Dr. Juliana Jebo again. Hello, good morning to you. Please release the call. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Morning to you.
My name is Onowa.
Onowa, where are you calling me from?
I'm reaching you from Aburu.
All right. Where is that?
Aburu is very close to Yanabaja.
Okay.
Yes. I have listened to Dr. Jules at Jibade. It's like, the sympathetic story he was telling. But the truth is that Nigeria is dropping down. The president had just carried out a cabinet reshuffle only for two ministers out of about 50 ministries. Only two ministers. And in his ministry, in this administration, there are so many who are not doing anything. Dr. Christian is number one, labor minister. The security minister is number two. The National Security Advisor, number three.
you can see what is going on in the whole of North. And up to now, our president, whenever he has a trip to election, he goes to London, where things are working. All these guys, they've been trooping out of Nigeria one by one to seek fine medical attention overseas. But here, they leave us to rot away. In short, I advise Dr. Ajibade and his company.
No, it's Dr. Julian Ojebo.
They should continue with the strike. They should not relent. Nothing that happened. Indeed, they should go.
Okay.
Thank you
for your thought. Appreciate it. Dr. Julian Ojebo, we are going to rechristen you and give you another name to your own name.
What have they given me now?
Dr. Ajibade. Quickly, we're out of time, Dr. Jews. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure. We'll reach out again if we need more updates, yeah?
Always a pleasure, Sherry.
All right, then. We're back on the Crossfire, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm going to just take a few WhatsApp messages this morning before we go, because we've not actually taken WhatsApp messages at all. Alex is in VI. Alex says, you can see that the Labour minister is not negotiating well. Rather, he's going after sanctions, quoting ILO rules of engagement regarding why salaries shouldn't be paid. Ngige is the VI man. Okay, Alex, thank you. Thank you for your thought. Let me take this one here from Anonymous. Anonymous says, my doctor friend had to borrow from me an Uber driver to settle to assist in settling wife's hospital bill. That's the extent. Anonymous driver, message there on WhatsApp. Let's take another one here that says, I will advise the government at all levels and at any period to not allow appointed minister to settle a labor or trade dispute or agreement. The ministries, PAMSEC, who are fully aware of the historical situation and better understand the terrain, should do these negotiations and agreements. You didn't leave me with your name, but thank you. Thank you for your thought. Lagos, that's our show this morning here on The Morning Crossfire. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, we'll be breaking things down for you as regards the VAT controversy between FIRS and state governments. That's our conversation tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Taiwo Oyedele will be joining me on the show at 8 o'clock this morning to break those issues down for you. But then the show starts 5 a.m. I'm Sheriff Quadri across all social media platforms, but I'm not going anywhere yet because Table Talk is next here on Nigeria Info 99.3. In the meantime, the headline news.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
In their various states, the wife and